Hi, this is Kirsty Allsop.
And I'm Dr. Sam Godfrey. This is Stand Up To Cancer, the podcast.
So, Sam, this is the end.
I know, the final Stand Up To Cancer podcast.
I've learned so much about how researchers are fighting cancer. I really feel like cancer doesn't stand a chance.
I mean, we're getting there. I'm confident that in 20 years we'll have 3 in 4 cancer patients beating their disease. It might feel like a long time away, but that's just one generation away.
So a child born today will have much less to fear from cancer when they grow up than we do now.
Yeah, I think so. One day, no one will be afraid of cancer. It can be done. If we support the scientists working so hard right now to make these incredible advancements.
Can you imagine a world where cancer is nothing to be afraid of?
You know what? I can. It's what the people we work with do every single day.
I think that would be an ideal scenario to try and work towards.
Professor Graham Anderson from the Institute of Immunology and Immunotherapy at Birmingham University is trying to get to the roots of cancer, to understand its hows and whys, to ultimately enable future treatments at the earliest possible time.
As far as my understanding goes, cancer is so diverse, it's almost difficult to think of it as an individual disease. You know, there's so many different types of cancers. We don't need to just find one treatment, we need to find so many different types of treatments. It's exciting to be able to try and think we can work towards that. How we get there is the important question. And I think from my point of view, making sure that we support good quality basic biomedical research will give us the clues that we need to try and develop new treatments.
And Professor Anderson's work is complemented by Dr. Amanda Cross from Imperial College London, who believes that greater understanding of what may be causing types of cancer will boost chances of early detection and survival.
Every day we're learning more and more about a whole variety of cancers and what we need to do to try and decrease our risk. There are certain factors that unfortunately we can't eliminate. So there is a hereditary basis to some cancers. It's something you can't eliminate, but you can certainly increase screening to try and identify these cancers early. And we all know that the cancers that are diagnosed early are the ones that are more treatable. So I definitely think all of our work will eventually reduce the number of new cases, but also improve survival.
And everyone who works in cancer research is united in achieving one thing, put rather concisely by Dr. Steve Nicholson.
You don't get into this business unless you have the goal of curing cancer.
But unfortunately, it's not as straightforward as it sounds.
I don't believe we will ever defeat cancer because cancer is part of the way we're made. What I do think, though, is that we will develop ways of identifying cancer at a much earlier stage, and that the treatment for it will become commensurate with that early stage of identification. And so the chances of any individual being cured will rise exponentially.
And we all have the same goal in getting those new preventions and cures to patients faster. I'd particularly like to ask researchers what they'd like to see change in 10 years, such as Dr. Patrick Randolph Quinney, a senior lecturer in biological and forensic anthropology at the University of Central Lancashire.
So I think, you know, kind of 10 years' time, I'd like to see much more open, cross-disciplinary work in many areas of science that I am involved in. And I think that if that can start to manifest itself and you can start to see tangible results, which is in essence like the papers we're producing at the moment, then I'll be very, very happy.
If we do bring people together with complementary expertise, we can make progress. Having a campaign like Stand Up To Cancer gives us something to enable that, which is absolutely fantastic.
Biomedical engineer Professor Eleanor Stride and her colleagues Professors Anne Kilty and Boris Voinovich are not only making treatment progress, but they're also a team demonstrating how effective it can be to bring together researchers from different fields for new perspectives in cancer science.
I think I'd be happy in 10 years' time if we have at least one treatment in the clinic that's making a difference to patients' lives. I think that will mean we've managed to achieve something meaningful.
But also, we have to remember that it's funding from campaigns like Stand Up To Cancer, Cancer Research UK and other charities, which help scientists put the teams and programmes in place for their work to happen at all. As summed up by Professor of Clinical Oncology at Leeds Cancer Centre, David Seberg Montefiore.
Without this support, we would not be able to do as many of the research studies that we would want. And I think that means that the progress in terms of the successful treatment of cancer will be slower than we would want it to be. So we are extremely grateful to the support Stand Up To Cancer has given us as a group, and in general contributes to cancer research, because it makes a big difference.
Where do we go from here?
Well, we don't stop. One in two people who get cancer still die from it. We keep on going. The fundraising can't stop. Every week, people are out there holding bake sales, they're doing fun runs, they're climbing mountains, whatever it takes to raise money. And Stand Up To Cancer is using it. We're piling millions of pounds into cancer research that is making a real difference to people's lives.
We will stop cancer.
Absolutely, we will. And that just leaves me to thank everyone who's listened to this series, who's raised money for Stand Up To Cancer, or who watched the live show on Channel 4 and donated to the campaign. You are making a huge difference every day, and I'm not sure you realise quite how much of a difference you make. And if you'd like to find out more about Stand Up To Cancer, head over to the website on www.standuptocancer.org.uk. For too long, cancer's been fighting dirty. It's been targeting grannies, going after kids, and coming back for the same people over and over again, even taking cheap shots at our breasts and testicles. It's got to the point where one in two of us will be diagnosed with cancer, and that totally sucks.
Now is our time to act, to say F that. Time to use whatever means necessary, no matter how ridiculous, to lay the smackdown on cancer.
To help fund the rebellion against cancer, text AUDIO to 70404 right now to give £5, plus one standard message rate. 16 plus only, and you must have the bill payer's permission. It closes 31st of March 2017, and full T's and C's are available at sutc.org.uk/terms. 100% of your donation will go to Cancer Research UK in support of the Stand Up To Cancer campaign. Stand Up To Cancer and Stand Up To Cancer brand marks are registered trademarks or trademarks of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Cancer Research UK is a registered charity in England and Wales, Scotland and the Isle of Man.